Okay, back to our GeoQuiz. We asked you for the collective name of the various mountain ranges that stretch from Alaska to Tierra del Fuego in South America. The answer is the American Cordillera. Jacob Thompson and his friends rode the whole thing on their mountain bikes. Here's Jacob's account of the trip, along with some of the sounds he collected along the way.
There were three of us from the beginning, and we somehow made it all the way to the end together. I think the big idea at the beginning was really just to see what you could do with free time and a bike and a sense of adventure. We started up in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, and there's all Arctic tundra, permafrost. And the first sign we saw said the first services are in 236 miles or something. So we knew we had a really exciting trip ahead of us. In Mexico, we went through the Copper Canyon and we're trying to cross over. And we didn't have any of these roads on our maps, but we were told by folks that these roads were built. Apparently, they were built largely for drug runners. And so one night, we were camped out by a river. There's three trucks filled with bales of marijuana, and two of the trucks got stuck. And shortly after that, we see two headlights coming from the mountains, and it's the military. And they take the drivers out of the two trucks and throw them on the ground. And we're sitting with our oatmeal in our hands, wondering if they're going to come up and talk to us. And sure enough, we hear this, "Levántese manos," and our Spanish was terrible at that point. And then we heard this collective, "Ch-ch-ch." "Levántese manos" made sense all of a sudden. So we all raised our hands, and it was three or four terrified military guys. They were sweating bullets and had their guns pointing at us, and it was a pretty tense moment. Touring the world, or touring the Americas by bike, gives you such an opportunity to meet the people, whereas in a car you could blast right by them. I remember there was some areas of Guatemala where they're really afraid of us. They'd sometimes send kids to come talk to us first to make sure that we were safe. They would surround us. There'd be 40 of them, all asking the same questions. Where do you come from? How many flats? We made it to South America after about 2.5 years from the time that we left. Everybody told us not to go to Colombia, that it was going to be a dangerous country, that you're going to get kidnapped. And it was some of the most endearing people, one of the best places I've ever been in my life. After Colombia, we went down through Ecuador, which was kind of a milestone because you do kind of cross the equator, which is exciting when you're traveling from the northernmost point to the southernmost point. From Ecuador, we crossed into Peru. And that's when we started to get on some really remote dirt roads. Tremendous terrain. It's where you really start to appreciate how big the Andes are. "20 kilometers before Ushuaia was our last continental divide crossing. We realized, you know, what an epic era of our lives this has been. You know, it's 3.5 years of our time where we were seeking adventure, and definitely feel like the world is full of possibilities. I don't feel like there's anything that we're not capable of doing, but helps you to understand what is probably most important in your life, from good friendships to, you know, beautiful places, just being free and living your life, which is not always easy.
After reaching Tierra del Fuego in Argentina, Jacob Thompson sold his mountain bike to some trekkers who were heading north. Now he's headed for Colombia, where he says he's going to rest for a while. Producer Julia Kumari-Drapkin sent us that audio postcard from Buenos Aires.